Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where it's a wonderful state of mind, a state of mind we know you all want to be a part of because you're listening. And
you
it's
are.
Sunday.
It is Sunday. And
yeah.
It is a gorgeous and beautiful Sunday.
Oh, it is. It's so nice outside.
And things are rolling right along here in the state of Jefferson.
Yes, they are.
You know, every day we get stronger, and every day people are starting to wake up more and more to California and go, you know what? Maybe those Jefferson people aren't so nuts.
Or maybe they are.
Maybe they are.
But they just have really good ideas.
Yeah, crazy people come up with a good one every once in a while,
too. They do. I'm like, don't rule out the crazy people.
Yeah. So, well, I know we were thinking about doing kind of a little bit change of pace and talk about some happy things in Jefferson and some of our favorite things that we like to do in Jefferson and what's so great about living here. And then we got digging through the news. And it's like, man, by the time we're done talking about all of the stuff that California has managed to pull off this week, you know, how much time do we left to talk about, you know, our favorite things like going out and four-wheeling or hunting or, you know, the tons of different swimming holes or any of the great stuff about living here, you know, the fact you can drive over six counties and barely touch paved road, you know, things like that. And then you get looking into the news and you're not even sure where to start. I mean, probably the big one's the water bond that we telling everybody about.
Just this morning, we're sitting outside the studio there, and Robert goes, yeah, let's talk about all the positives about Jefferson this morning. And I go, well, Lizzie, my positives would be probably Mount Shasta, Mount Lassen. You got the skiing, you got the hiking, you got the camping, but Mount Shasta doesn't have any snow on it, so you can't go up there. And we all know Lassen's going to burn again this year because we don't have good forest management.
Yeah, they still won't cut back the trees, you know. And
yeah.
Instead of going to visit Lassen every summer, you know, you've got the Eastern Flambé every year.
Yeah.
It just... Yeah, and it is. It's funny. We're sitting there talking about all the
positives that just...
Yeah. You know, and the things that used to be when there was an economy here and what a fantastic place it was to grow and it was great. And looking at it, it's like, man, how it is so gone. There's so much of it that is gone. And
it's still deteriorating. Like I brought up the state parks. I love our state parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Bidwell Mansion, you've got the Iga Ono, or not Iga Ono, but Ida Adobe. Mm-hmm. You got all those parks, and they're closed three quarters of the time.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. I mean, California just came out with something or another that said that they're probably going to be closing more of those state parks and limiting their functions to the public.
Yeah. So,
but those are owned by the public. How dare you?
Well, that's what's funny, too, is at a time that we can't afford to keep the parks that we have open, the federal government is seizing land at a record rate for parks.
Yeah.
So what's really going on?
It's nonsensical.
It is. It's crazy.
It must be government. And you want to know the answer to government? More government.
It is. And that's the water bond.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, the water bond issue that, you know, we tried telling everybody none of this water is going to water storage.
No. Well, here in the Jefferson counties, not one county, or did one? Was it one county voted for the water bond?
Basically, the top 10 didn't.
Yeah.
And then you get a little further south, and it's almost like a gradient paint job. You ever seen a gradient paint job where it goes from black to white?
Yeah.
It was almost like that all the way up the state.
So those that have no water and decided to build their cities in a desert, folks, as in no agua.
Voted for it.
And then you come up here to where we have water and we're going,
But even those people got sold a pig in a poke because you just added $7 billion to your grandchildren's mortgage and you're not going to see another drop of water. You know what California's going to be doing with that now? They're going to be building a grand, spanking new, great, big, huge regulatory agency to control drought.
Control drought?
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, you create water out of nothing, apparently.
Well,
How do you control drought?
You know, that's what we were trying to explain to most people because people kept saying, how can you be against this water bond? And if that $7 billion actually went to water storage or maintaining the canals or any of that, okay, that's an investment in the future. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, it's internal improvement is what government's supposed to do. They're supposed to upkeep our infrastructure.
Two or three new reservoirs, hey, that's new lakes to go play on. You know, that's,
right?
That's new water and all of these fantastic things. But if you read the water bond, none of the money's going there.
No.
And there was nothing in there about this public agency.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people, their sticking point was, well, the water bond doesn't, because it used to say for dam removal.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed the wording to, I can't remember it exact. Do you remember it?
Fish obstructions,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my retirement fund. I was going to go sit in the middle of the stream and chase the fish back with a stick and see if they'd pay me to get out of the middle of the river. I don't know if that'd work, but you know they could give money to remove a fish obstruction.
Well, at this point, there's not going to be a river left, so you know you might be out of a job.
You know they're finally starting to back off the Delta smelt, though.
Really?
Now that everybody's looking around and going, "Hey, we've got no water," and people are starting to figure out, "Oh, that's because we're dumping all of our water into the ocean for a fish that has existed for however many years in brackish water without our help."
Yeah.
That we've basically pumped our state dry. And so they've started backing off the flows of that. And what blew me away is...
So you're telling me that this new water agency is going to make, you know, let's hear without the EPA angry. So now you're going to have two agencies going at each other saying, well, we need it for this. We need it for that. How is that going
to
work?
Well, we'll have to see the specifics when the charter of the agency is drawn up.
Yeah.
But I believe they're going to be an offshoot of the EPA, kind of along the line of CARB for water.
Oh, because my mind immediately goes to Bernie where they put up those windmills. And it's for the clean energy, you know, mm-hmm. and then it started killing all the birds. And so PETA stepped in. And so you had these two minority groups going, and you didn't know what to do, and that was a mess.
Well, it is. It's all going to depend on, you know, what is the charter of the agency? What's the purpose of this agency? And if I know Brown and the clowns down there in Sacramento, it won't actually be about anything. They'll come up with some way to mitigate something.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, you're using this many acre feet of water, so you're going to have to mitigate it by paying somebody a chunk of desert land. Or who knows? They'll come up with some way because, what we've really learned is the whole thing in California government is how much money can we bilk out of you and what ridiculous reasons will you allow us to get it away from because what lies will you buy? It just...
And depending where you live, they could be all of them.
Well,
unfortunately.
Yeah, and this water bond thing is, what is this really going to look like? Did we just spend $7 billion to cut our farmers off from water?
Pretty much,
that's what it's looking like.
Well, we didn't, right, but before we even spent the $7 billion, we were cutting our farmers off from the water. And last I checked, I eat food.
Yeah.
And I like food.
Well, Kayla, why can't the farmers just go to the grocery store and get food like everybody else?
Oh, my gosh.
That one will stick with me for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what scares me is that girl's probably going to have kids someday.
Well, that's okay. They will get Common Core education.
I think that's what was wrong.
In the first place?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, we will, as this whole new water bond agency kind of moves along, we will keep you appraised. And
yeah, because we're going to be watching that very closely.
Yeah. But, again, not a dime to save a drop. And that's really what we need. We could use water storage. And those are jobs. Those are good jobs. You know how
those are shovel-ready jobs.
Well, how many people would that put to work building new reservoirs?
Oh, my gosh.
And you're talking long-term projects. I mean, that's exactly the kind of infrastructure investment this state needs.
Yeah.
And the people voted for that, you know, under the right mindset, because they thought that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But you got to read the fine print on these things.
Well, I think that's the catch, too, is it's not just, you know, a little bit of fine print. I mean, it's not a paragraph, you know, like a disclaimer saying if you do this, then, mm-hmm. you know, you're an idiot. This is like page after page after page after page after page after page of fine print. I mean, whatever happened to, I don't know, being judicious with one's words?
Well, here's the thing is your average American citizen or California citizen doesn't have time to go through and read a couple hundred pages of what it actually says.
Yeah.
But that's why we do it for you. So at some point, if you don't want to trust what we tell you, that's perfectly fine. That's very American of you and understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Sit your butt down in a chair one night
and
read through it yourself.
Yeah.
Or take our word for it, because so far I think we're batting 1,000.
I'm kidding. I know that's a baseball reference.
Is there anything that we've talked about that we've been wrong? About what's happening or what's going to happen or the amount of debt or...
Maybe not wrong, but maybe not 100% right. Because we're not perfect.
No, not even close. I'll probably screw up driving home. But at some point, maybe you start to take into account our credibility due to our success rate versus the other people that are telling you differently success rate.
Well, that's the thing, too, is a lot of people, they're not looking at accountability because their long-term memory is extremely short.
Is that a 215 joke?
We're spicy this morning.
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious. Think about it. How many people came out for the last election and actually got involved?
Shasta County was actually
turnout. But I'm talking about like your political party movements, you know, like the Tea Party on Mondays. How many people were sitting in those seats versus how many are sitting on the seats right now?
No.
How many people stopped caring until the next group of people decide to say that they're running for president?
But the Republicans are in Congress. Everything's okay now, right?
Oh, Lord of mercy. Please tell me you didn't just say that.
That was sarcasm.
That still hurts. The pain.
There was a lot of sarcasm. You know, and I think a lot of what drove Shasta County was local issues.
Yeah.
We had some pretty hot and heavy local issues going on here with the Turtle Bay thing and, you know, a couple of the other deals that were going on.
The marijuana, the water, all of it. Like, there was a ton going on.
So it did. It really brought the people out.
But how many people still care about what's going on? How many people complain about crime but do nothing to ensure that city council, who promised that they would look into crime, actually does something about crime?
Well, they are. They took $90,000 and, you know, 7-8 months from now, they'll let us know what we knew when they took the money.
I mean, they finally said they're going to hire 4 police officers. When?
Yeah.
When?
To start.
And it's only for 2 years. Are you going to fix crime in 2 years? No.
Oh, and that's another one that I want to get into, but we probably better get to our break.
We do. Bob's going to start waving at us with his little mouse ears.
Yeah. the new Department of Justice agency cops.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
We will be talking about that. So, this is the Jefferson State of Mind. You can call in at 605-4567, which we hope that you do. Or you can visit us online in our chat room, which is always hopping and skipping, at kcnr1460.com. Oh, we ain't gonna
take it anymore. using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Turtle Bay's 23rd annual spring plant sale is April 3rd and April 4th. Our ever-popular heirloom vegetables are a main feature of this spring plant sale, and they sell out fast. Turtle Bay members have their very own pre-sale on Friday, April 3rd. The public sale is on Saturday, April 4th. Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members get 20%. Plus, you can get free gardening advice throughout the day from our Arboretum and Botanical Garden staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Safari Club International, the leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. On Saturday, May 2nd, join the Reading Chapter for their 21st annual banquet to raise funds so the vital work of protecting our hunting heritage and educating youth can continue. Beginning at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center, join a fun-packed evening with games, auctions, drawings, lots of guns, and your choice of a tri-tip or chicken dinner. Safari Club International of Reading is currently planning hunts regionally and for African game, and you can find out about these and all the activities of SCI and have a great time Saturday, May 2nd. For tickets, visit scireading.org or call 530-524-3252. That number again, 524-3252. The 21st annual fundraising banquet for the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International. Tickets, 524-3252.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
Welcome to the Jefferson State of Mind, because oh no, they didn't.
Oh no, they did.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
And like we told them, we're not going away, and we will make you pay.
Indeed. And if you don't like what we have to say, you can at least enjoy the music, because our bumper music is awesome. I mean, come on. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I think we've said what we've had to say about water.
Yeah,
and it wasn't something I don't think we were planning on, but just real quick, if you don't know what's going on with the COPS initiative,
yes,
the federal government is 100% absolutely seizing control of local police agencies through the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
What this is, it's called the COPS program, and it was actually set up in 1995 during the Clinton era when he ran his cop on every corner campaign. And basically what this agency did is it liaisoned between the federal government and different police agencies that were applying for grants to fund police officers. Not too bad a deal. Ran pretty smoothly. Now, our current president has gotten himself involved and basically revamped the entire mission of the COPS program. And what it is it can now subject local police departments to oversight and intervention from the Department of Justice and direct control. They have gone from a $220 million budget to a $1.5 billion budget.
Can you say those numbers one more time?
$221 million to $1.5 billion budget.
So that's what, quadruple?
Yeah.
Or more?
More.
Good grief.
So what they do with this money, along the lines of Common Core, is you don't have to accept the federal regulations and intervention, but if you want federal grants, guess what? It's just like Common Core. You're going to have to implement it.
Yikes.
And you will have a Department of Justice official actually in your police department that is creating and directing policy and has direct oversight over your police department. They have a couple of programs already in place that they're doing this. They started out on tribal land, of all places, basically seizing control of tribal police.
How?
And interagency money.
Ah.
See, when you own the printing press, it's very easy to throw money at everybody.
Yeah.
So they picked on, you know, the tribes that are hurting, like, you know, New Mexico, some of the Arizona tribes and stuff that really needed the money. So now they're part of this interagency task force. And does everybody remember years and years ago when Obama said we need to create a civil defense force that's on par with our military? That's what's occurring.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that, too.
Okay. It's better.
Oh, it gets better.
Now, according to their own press releases on their own website, a couple weeks ago they seized control of the Salinas Police Department here in California. Salinas took the grants.
Was it Stockton, too?
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. I was saying, I heard something about Stockton.
Yeah, there's six pilot cities. But so they seized control of Salinas. They now have a federal officer in-house that is creating and directing policy, because they accepted federal grants. Now, City of San Diego, last week, they're seizing direct control of San Diego. San Diego never asked for the grants. They never asked for this. The Department of Justice, without any request, conducted what they declare is an independent review of San Diego and said that basically there is a climate or a culture of corruption and abuse in the San Diego Police Department. And they are seizing control of it, of the San Diego Police Department because of it. Direct control from Department of Justice. Now, they're also, they've got several little border towns along the Texas border that they're bribing with money to take control of their local police departments and integrate them with Border Patrol and other agencies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this new pilot program that's rolling out where they have gone to economically depressed cities like Stockton. Stockton is one of the first six. They're going to be receiving an initial grant of almost $4 million for their police department, but that police department is going to be run by the Department of Justice. It's going to be a federal police agency in Stockton, and that's Stockton, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth, really?
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Okay, I can see Pittsburgh.
Birmingham.
Birmingham, okay.
Gary, Indiana.
Really? Gary's pretty small.
And there's one more I can't remember. Anyways, there's these six pilot cities that they're doing this in, where it's going to be a federal police agency in your local municipality. You're not going to have any control over who your police chief is, because your city council's not going to hire him. You're not going to have any kind of oversight except through the federal level. So, know that's going on. Know what that means.
Maybe we should go back to 1915.
Maybe.
I was doing some research yesterday, because yesterday was my day off for the first time in about 3 months. So, I did it research on my day off, because that's how lame I am. But I have three articles here from 1915. And the governor of New York at the time basically said that municipalities, cities, have the right to throw off not only state government, but federal government. And so, I found that really interesting that...
Well, that's the way our government was designed.
Yep.
Federal government, very limited powers. States, the lion's share of the powers. The counties, what's not reserved to the feds or the states, the counties' powers, and what's not reserved there goes to the municipalities.
Yeah.
And we're rapidly being federalized. You know, a lot of people look around right now and go, but think about what we looked like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't taken 8 years to happen, say 8 years ago, we were the America we were 8 years ago, and you woke up the next day and we are the America now,
mm-hmm.
people would freak.
Yeah.
But because it's taken 8 years for the process to go through.
Yep. And that's why I say where people who only pay attention during the quote-unquote election season, they're not paying attention to the historical timeline. I mean, even if you just look back 20 years, look at our parents' generation.
Yeah.
Do they recognize the country?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Because we have fundamentally changed America, guys.
We have fundamentally changed America.
And that's why the State of Jefferson is so important, because when we say we cannot wait any longer, we don't just mean because California is so financially broke, they're going to bankrupt and starve every single one of us here in the North State, because that's what's going to happen. But because the federal government is taking so many steps outside of that constitutional line that they are never to cross, that we will lose our right, our liberty, and our freedom. And we will not have the choice to do the State of Jefferson. We will not have that option, because we will be, we already are, low-level terrorists because of the NDA of 2013.
Yeah. And that nails it right there. Not only do we need the capacity to get away from California's regulations and decide how to manage our lives and where we live ourselves, because we live here and we know, but we need a state agency. We need that state barrier in place to defend ourselves from the federal government, because they are waging economic warfare on us. They're pounding us. And that's what the State of Jefferson is about, is getting back our constitutional representation so that we have a voice in our government in Sacramento, because Sacramento is never going to stand up for Northern California.
There is no reason for them to. They own us. We are their slaves.
Yeah.
That's why they can pass things like these water bonds and not care what the top 10 counties, where the water comes from, mind you, say.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a voice.
Or what it does to our local agriculture or our farmers. They don't care if they suck us dry. And we have no recourse. You know, we have nobody to petition for our grievances or the ability to do anything about it.
Which is unconstitutional, because we are required to have a Republican form of government.
That's it. It is absolutely it. And, you know, one of those things that I wanted to jump into is a James Gallagher bill that was attempting to leash CARB and bring them back into direct control of the legislature, back into control of elected representatives, that was absolutely destroyed down in Sacramento. And I think we got to slip off to
a
break.
We do, yeah.
But I want to get into that after that, because it's a perfect example.
Yep. So if you have any questions or comments or anything that you want to say, there was a town hall in Williams yesterday. So if you were there and want to call in and give us an update on that, we would greatly appreciate it. I know the listeners would. So call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Coming for you.
thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
That's right, California. Now you're just somebody I used to know.
And hopefully we'll forget quickly.
Yeah. Well, to me it is. You know, we were just sitting here during the break talking about it, and it's sad. You know, it used to be like I knew I won the lottery. You know, I got born
or, you know, I was raised in the best part of the best state in the best country in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't ask for better. And now it's
almost a curse that you hand on to your kids.
Yeah, it's all ashes.
Yeah.
It's
like,
all,
here's your education. Now move away so we never see you again.
Yeah. But, you know, like we were just talking about, where do you go?
Yeah.
Where is there to...
Yeah. How sad is it when your American citizens are thinking about moving to places like Mexico?
Yeah, or Belize.
Because they can actually have a living there.
A
good standard of living where they might retire someday.
Russia.
I've been to Russia, man. I'm good. I don't need to go back to Russia. I was there during race riots. So I'm probably good on that one.
Yeah. So we've got, is Conrad still on the line?
All right. Good morning, Conrad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
So I've been thinking, I haven't seen a bond measure in 20 years that hasn't been a giant boondoggle for the state in one way or another.
It's true.
You have a long memory, sir.
Well,
we thank you for that.
I'm a true elephant. I remember just all kinds of useless things, which is the only reason I can retain those things.
Yeah.
But I was also wondering, with the federal Department of Justice now in the local police forces, is that because FDR had 4 terms, so Obama thinks he has to have 5?
I don't know where to go with that. I mean, we could sit down across the table with a beer, and we could probably discuss that for a long, long time. You know, what is the end game for Obama? I don't know.
It's scary to think that everybody's so busy that, I mean, even the little paragraphs they put out about these bond measures,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them are misleading.
Absolutely.
But if you see a red flag, take it as a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
there's probably a whole lot more of them.
At what point, like you said, you haven't seen a bond measure in 20 years that was what it actually said it was. At
yeah.
what point do the citizens of California wake up and go, we're not voting for any of these?
Well, to give you an idea, when I first started voting when I turned 18, I got my voter ID card and all that. I asked my dad, I'm like, how do you know how to vote for bonds? And he goes, well, if it's a bond and it's in California, it's probably a really bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my advice from my father when I started voting and whatnot, because it has been a boondoggle, as you just said. It's always been, it never goes where it's supposed to go, and it usually ends up being 3 or 4 times more than what it's supposed to be, and it doesn't get paid back.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's why we're pushing the state of Jefferson. We're sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
And it's not what we're going to leave to our children. You know, we have our moments where we kind of get, you know, long in the face and kind of down and get ground down because we're on the front lines of this thing
yeah.
all the time. And it's like the hits keep coming. And sometimes
yeah.
it's kind of hard to strap it on and keep going. But that's what we've got to do.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, let's take every sunrise as it is.
I sense Terry.
What movie, Red?
The Goonies.
That's right.
Do we still have
known that movie? That's your favorite movie, buddy.
It is one of my favorites. I actually,
it's taking on a whole new look in the legislative body of the state of California too.
Yeah,
baby Ruth.
Yeah, yesterday we had a town hall in Williams. It was very good. It was at the Granzella. At Granzella's, it was very good. They've got a
Ooh,
little
yummy.
Community center there that's beautiful. It used to be the Bank of America, a beautiful facility. We had around 70 people. We had to cut it short at 3 o'clock because we were doing a live interview with an Arizona radio station that was wanting to talk to Mark Baird about the state of Jefferson, and it was
awesome.
Very good, so we piped it in. And the whole group there that was listening to the state of Jefferson got to hear a live interview. And I think it went out to 200 affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was a very good town hall. Williams right now looks like their city council should be signing a declaration. The city of Calusa already has. If we get a declaration from the city of Williams, that'll give us 70% of the population. And then at that particular point, we'll go to the Board of Supervisors. We've been there once. They seemed very amiable.
They did.
Polite. Calusa at this point is looking pretty good.
You know, and just real quick, I wanted to touch on something that you said about down in Arizona. over the last couple of weeks, Arizona has done some very major and very good things for their state and denying federal overreach. And I wanted to point out, take a look at Arizona, and that is an example of what you do when you have a state government responsible to the people, protecting them from the federal government.
Well, wasn't it Arizona that passed the law last November that said that if federal law was going to come into the state legislature had to vote for it in order for it to be enacted too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is how the government is supposed to be run. All governments.
Yep. Sorry.
Well, California doesn't hold anything at arm's length. And as we all know, even Shasta County gets 13 cents back on their dollar. And, you know, when you send your property taxes down, you have 100% of that money. It would be like Red giving me a dollar. And I say, okay, Red, thanks for the buck. I've got 87 cents that I'm going to spend, and I'll spend it somewhere else, but I'll give you back 13 cents.
But, Terry, I have to do that, because what would I do without your 13 cents?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just stupidity. I'm not even sure what Colusa County is. I know that Siskiyou County is 12. However, Lassen County is 18 cents on the dollar, so they're rolling in it, I guess. But can you imagine running a whole county, everything from what you have to do in education to health and safety to roads to you name it, on 13 cents on the dollar?
Yeah.
And the Board of Supervisors here still doesn't want to hear a presentation. Well, I'm not sure at this point, but they didn't when we went.
And been looking into some things going on with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere along there, too, is we have a constitutional right to redress our government for our grievances. And when they say, no, we won't even listen to you, I'm not sure that's not kind of crossing the line there.
It's not legal. You have the right. That's why it's a Republican form of government.
Well, you know, the thing is that these guys don't do anything unless it feathers their nest. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
With the exception of Bill Chappelle. But I mean,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I firmly believe that there's got to be something. I mean, there's got to be a dog in the hunt that we don't know about at this point.
Oh, we know about it. What it comes down to is that there are members of our Board of Supervisors that use the environmental regulations of California to sick the county departments on private property owners and construction people so that they have to pay mitigation fees to their friends, who then in turn filter the money right back to them. We know what the
dog
is. Oh, so
that's where campaign money comes from.
Yeah, a lot of it here in Shasta County. It's extortion.
That's interesting. Hmm. You know, the other thing, we've got a town hall that we're doing in Sierra County. Sal and I are doing that on Tuesday, which is pretty fantastic. We're excited about that. It'll be in the big town of Loyalton. It actually used to be the second largest town in the 1850s. It was the second largest town in the state of California, next to Los Angeles.
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you know, at one time there was 16,000 people in Loyalton, and now, or in the county up there, and now there's only 3,000. You talk about being regulated to death. They've got some people up there that are raring to go for Jefferson, and we have Plumas County, a town hall there. Dragging around this bear with me to that one. You know who that is, Red?
Yeah, I think I met the guy.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to go up and do a town hall and a couple of meetings up in Portola, and then on the 14th, we go before the Board of Supervisors in Plumas County. I mean, things are moving at a very rapid pace, but I think the greatest thing about this is the exposure we're getting via radio, and now it looks like we're going to get some via TV all across the nation. I know that Mark Beard on Monday, not last Monday, but the Monday before, had spoke to four radio stations across the United States that reached out to 1,000 affiliates.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're getting, and one other quick thing, too. We're at the Home and Garden Show down in Anderson. They gave us a free booth.
Awesome.
We're down there. If folks want to go down and enjoy and look at all that great stuff, I know my wife's going to shop. I tried to hide her purse, but no luck. And she's going to go down and shop today, but it's a great show. The Papa Vix do a great job there. Gave us a booth, and if you want to learn more about Jefferson, you can come on down there.
Yep.
Anyway, I'd love to hear what you have to say about the Gallagher bill, so I want to get off here because I want to hear what you have to say.
Alrighty.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye.
And, you know, that's it. We were kind of talking about how easy it is to get down when you look at the overwhelming amount of things that we're pushing back against. But we are winning. You know, we've got some solid troopers in the trenches, and we're fighting our butts off. And we are pushing, and we are winning. And
very slowly, but we are,
You know, and sometimes it's difficult to maintain an even keel. Sometimes it's almost like you have to let a little bit of that anger to creep in to keep the fire fueled.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at it, and sometimes you have the choice of just letting it overwhelm you and kind of push you down, or get a little bit mad and start to push back. You know, with the Gallagher bill, James Gallagher is an assemblyman. He has been a rock star for Jefferson. He is one of those people that's fighting his butt off for the people. He proposed a bill that would actually take the regulatory authority away from CARB and put it back in the hands of our legislatures. You know, CARB could do the research. CARB could propose the regulations, but they couldn't enforce them. They couldn't enact them. They couldn't put them in place. That would actually be in the purview of our elected officials.
Yep.
And it couldn't even make it past committee. You know, the legislature in Sacramento destroyed it. And why? Why are you so opposed to putting something so powerful back in the hands of the people? Because they know if it was in the hands of the people, it wouldn't fly. Mm-hmm. They know that if the people had a say,
To remember, too, that right now, all of your legislature, everybody in there, they have a plausible deniability. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
That's CARB.
Yeah.
Oh, but you have the power to stop them and you don't. So only thing that evil reigns when good men do nothing.
And they know that's their agenda. Mm-hmm. That's why they use CARB as a stalking horse, because that is their agenda.
And
their
agenda want it to happen.
They do.
But they want to get elected while it's happening.
Yeah, because if they stood up on the assembly floor or the Senate floor and said, this is what we're going to do and crush you and we don't care, they would never get reelected.
No.
So they use an appointed agency like CARB as their stalking horse. And then when we've got a good guy like Gallagher in there slugging for us and trying to bring the power back to the people, they tromp all over him.
Yeah.
And that's why we need Jefferson, so we can get guys like James some help.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that when we come back from break. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. A perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speed grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High choir in a fire. Representatives heavy gains in the government for hire in a combat site. Left and west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters battle Trump.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where if we create the state of Jefferson, it's not the end of the world as we know it. It's the start of a new world.
This brings back some good Jefferson memories, some lonely country roads driving way too fast, windows down, music blaring.
Oh, yeah.
Not caring what came around the next corner.
Whack. Don't spit your coffee.
That's always a possibility.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah, when... We do have a caller on the line, but one thing, because we were just talking about the legislature and how James Gallagher is really fighting for us, is a lot of people don't know this, but prior to 1915, California did not have a budget resolution in their constitution. Random fact for California. But also, up until at least 1915, I don't have the exact date for it, the California state legislature met biennially every other year. So you wonder why everything's gotten out of hand? Well, they didn't used to meet as much.
Well, in 1915, was being a legislator a full-time job, or did you have to show up, do what you needed to do real quick, and then get back to making your own money?
Oh my gosh, that might be how it was.
I think
especially
it was.
If it's only every other year for like six months at most. And the other thing is, when they created the State Board of Control for the budget in 1911, the board had absolute control of the expenditure and the appropriations made by the legislature for the, here's the count, 43 state departments and 23 state institutions. How many do we have now, Red? Hundreds?
500.
575?
Yeah, something well over 500.
Almost 600.
All right, we got four minutes and two callers, so we're going to be as quick as we can.
So, Richard, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, I came in late on the show today, but you were talking about councils or boards not being responsive to the constituents. So my quick story is I'm part of a group that's fighting Common Core, and the County Board of Education also does not want to hear us. But I document, I submit my questions, I submit my comments, ask them to be added to the to the packets for the record. I also videotape all the meetings we go to. That is allowed by the Brown Act, and you'd be surprised how their behavior changes. But it also gets them on the record so that in the eventuality that hopefully somebody, which I'm going to consider running on that board, wants to replace these people, everything is on record that they are either ignoring you or not putting in their full attention to what you want to talk to them about.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Richard. We would love to talk to you more, but we got to get to our next guy.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. You, Kayla?
Doing pretty good. We got you for 1 minute, Bob.
Okay. Well, what I wanted the people to know is we got people going out with these signature things to take to Shasta supervisors and everything for wanting the state of Jefferson. So get out and sign these things.
Excellent. Yeah, the petitions for the Shasta County are
out, right.
And they're down at the
Expo. And also for Sacramento.
Yep, yeah. And those will be down at the Home and Garden Show today.
Right.
So.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, well, thank you, Bob.
All righty. You guys have a good.
You too.
And Another thing that we wanted to jump on today, we didn't get to it, but for those of you that work for the government and are paying attention, you better start paying real attention to your CalSTRS and your CalPERS. We don't have time to get into it, but you guys are in the proverbial
crap storm.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And we're going to talk about that
Google
next week.
Google CalPERS United Nations and Google CalPERS San Bernardino. You guys are in trouble.
You guys are in a lot of trouble. So we will be back next week with more goodies for you. Hour never goes fast enough. So this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it is most certainly time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Yeah, we got to have it. All right.
Bye.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and Iran getting close to an agreement designed to make sure the latter nation does not develop nuclear weapons. The deadline for such a deal is Tuesday. The former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency thinks it's all a bad idea.
We see some light at the end of the tunnel that's going to, you know, walk us into a new level of nirvana. I don't know how else to call it. And in fact, that's not a that light is not a light that's going to expose us to some new world. That's a train that's heading in our direction.
Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn tells Fox News the Iranians can never be trusted to hold up their end of the agreement. Secretary of State Kerry has canceled a trip home today to stay in Switzerland at the talks. Emergency workers carefully picking through the rubble of three New York City apartment buildings leveled last week in an apparent gas explosion. They're looking for signs of two people still missing. Meanwhile, investigators are working to piece together exactly what caused Thursday.